This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com podcast on the subject of why is religion dying if it is, in reply to Benevolent Heretic's latest thread or post on the subject. And, my dear, I have to agree with you about the lying thing. I cannot lie either. I would rather take a beating than sit there and try to hide something. You know, and I guess the reason for that is because I'm lazy. If you tell a lie, you got to remember what the lie is. If you don't remember what the lie is, then the next time somebody asks, you're going to give them a different story and you're going to trip yourself up. And it's just not worth the effort. You know, I can't stand lying. I can't stand people who do lie. We have so much to talk about. This is going to be such a cool conversation. I hope I don't wear you poor folks out. When you, Benevolent Heretic, when you were talking about Mizar's reply about the answer you choose to accept is the right answer, I agree with that. The answer you choose to accept is the correct answer, because I think that, well, there are some people who believe the world is a school, that you're sent here to learn certain things. And I can go along with that concept, but I have a little bit of my own spin on it. I think that if the creator of all things wanted to create the perfect school, how would he go about it? Well, he would give someone free will. He would put them into an environment with infinite choices. And the choices that person made would lead them to the lessons they need to learn. Okay? So, if you are learning, if your soul is to grow, then you are put in an environment where any choice you make is going to teach you something that you need to learn, good or bad. I mean, if you need to learn about fidelity, if you need to learn about being true and honest to someone, then you'll make a decision to cheat on your spouse. And after the divorce, you will learn not to do that. Yes, free will in a limitless environment will lead you to the lessons you need to learn. There are no wrong decisions on your path. They will all take you where you need to go. Respect is important, especially for another person's path. I mean, I can respect anyone on whatever path they're walking, unless they happen to be handling like poison reptiles. You know, if they want to pull out some snakes and dance with them, hey, I'll watch all day long. They just better not do it near me, because if you do it, I'm going to be climbing over the pews and chairs to get the hell away. You know, I respect it. Just don't do the crazy stuff near me. Oh, love. Yeah, love is so important. When I first started out, I realized I couldn't accept what my parents were preaching. And so my first thought was learning knowledge. Knowledge would get me to where I needed to go. And I was very good at knowledge. They kept skipping me over grades in school. But knowledge eventually got hollow, because with knowledge, you get to the point where you reach understanding. The more you learn, the more facts you can put together, the more you understand about how the world works. And the understanding, if you accumulate enough of it, will eventually lead to wisdom. Now, I'm not claiming to be wise. I'm just claiming that this is something I come to understand along the way. Wisdom, I thought, man, wisdom is it at that time, and I wanted it. And the more I looked at wisdom, the more I become dissatisfied with it, because I learned something greater, and that was truth. The more I kept looking for truth, the more I thought I would find what I was searching for. And the truth led me to the idea that before man, before the earth, before the beginning of time itself, the truth existed. It's the only thing that's never changed. It's the only thing that has never needed to change. And I clung to that for a while before I realized truth can seriously be twisted. Truth can be made to shade right or left. It can be painted into a red or a blue state. They can use the exact same facts, claim them to be truth, and they can be used. And I moved on from truth into the realm of love. And I realized that you have to love the people anyway, regardless of what they're doing, regardless of how they're doing it. Love them. You don't have to approve. You don't have to invite them over for company. You just have to love, because love is the highest that you can go. And that's personally where I'm at on my journey now. I believe there's something beyond love. I just haven't reached it yet. I wish someone could help me to reach it. There has got to be something more. I'd hope I don't have to die to get there. But these are my thoughts on the subject of religion in my last podcast for the night. I am going to go get ready for bed and get ready for another day tomorrow and wait all day long till I can get home from work, rush home, and hear what anyone else has to say. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopee.